Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online, katycountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with girls head coach Shauna Remus and boys head coach Ryan Eilert. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty of Beloit and by Angel Square in Beloit.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, and welcome to our Wednesday basketball Locker Room Chat. Shauna Remus joining us, coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans. Coach, two games to finish out the regular season since we last talked. A tough one against Minneapolis there on Friday. You fall at home 38-37, but bounce back with a very nice win at Smith Center on Tuesday, 58-47, to finish out the regular season. Going back to that Minneapolis game, what were some of the things you felt went wrong down the stretch as you did have a 10-point lead there late, but they were able to come back and get you?
Yeah, you know, I kind of feel like we just kind of gave that game away in a lot of different aspects. But, you know, turnovers there towards the end killed us. And then they were able to hit, you know, a quick three. And then you know, we couldn't get anything going on the offensive end there late. And so, yeah, that one kind of slipped away. But still always proud of the kids for their efforts. And, you know, the good thing is we're going to get another chance at them on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Smith Center, a career-high 20 for Addie. Cassandra Thompson added 12 for you, and you pick up a really nice road win, like I mentioned a bit ago, 11-point win, 58-47, against a team that's always pretty athletic and talented. How do you feel about the way they finished off the regular season as you do get ready for the postseason?
Yeah, I thought we came out really focused, and our defense was great. We had switched to a 3-2 there just to kind of stop some of their dribble penetration and you know, kind of keep Kattenberg out of the lane. And I thought we did a great job with that. And then we rebounded extremely well, won that battle again. And then our turnovers were pretty under control most of the evening. And then offensively, you know, we just executed really well. And our high-low game was working extremely well. And our guards did a great job of getting into the post. It just overall was a really good win for us.
Like you said, you do have a chance at Minneapolis again here. Unfortunately, you lost a coin flip with 15-5 records for both teams, and you'll have to go to their place on Tuesday. But this is clearly a team you pretty much know everything about by this point. What do you want to see in this matchup on Tuesday this third time around?
Well, just finish. I mean, you know, we've had them down both games, and we just need to find a way to finish the game and not let them get back in it, and then continue to do what we do offensively. And then on the defensive end, you know, keep them out of the lane again and keep their shooters under control. But, you know, I like our chances, and our team's playing really well right now. And, you know, they're excited about the opportunities. And we've had a tremendous season. Couldn't be prouder of the kids. And regardless of what happens, you know, we're going to go out with a tremendous season. So it's been fun, and we'll just see what happens on Tuesday.
Shauna Remus, coach of the Lady Trojans, here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and good luck at Minneapolis Tuesday.
Thanks so much.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. Angel Square Incorporated has been family-owned and operated since 1998. Founded by Jolene and Russell Carter and owned and operated by Eric and Jamie Widrick and Austin and Montine Carter, ASI provides services for adults with intellectual, developmental disabilities in a manner which promotes independence with the least amount of support necessary for satisfying the person's preferred lifestyle. ASI provides community home-based services to individuals and their families in Concordia, Beloit, and Salina. To learn more, call Angel Square at 785-243-2262.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats. Ryan Eilert joining us now, the coach of the Beloit Trojan boys basketball team. Coach, you finish out your regular season, 58-25 win over Minneapolis Friday. Tuesday, you win at Smith Center, 78-49. Going back to that game on Friday, the 58-25 victory against Bryce Beisner, reaching that 1,000 career point mark with the dunk that he had in the first quarter. And Noah Gerstner had 17 for you with five threes. You cap off an undefeated regular season in the league with the championship there. What stood out there, a win over Minneapolis at home on Friday on senior night?
Well, I, I felt like we came out and got off to a good start, but Minneapolis responded, and then we just kind of, we didn't extend the lead the way I wanted. I felt like we left some points out there, but third quarter we came out and did a really nice job of not allowing them to get anything easy and able to score the ball and get the separation we wanted. But good night, senior night, Bryce being able to get his 1,000th point. Noah shot the ball well, and you know, we've got a good mix right now, and I think that showed on Friday.
Noah shot the ball well on Tuesday as well, as he had a career-high 24 for you. You know, Gershner was 6 threes there, and then Bryce Beisner had 20, Eli Johnson 13. Very high-scoring first quarter, and you ended up winning 78-49 in the end. Smith Center, obviously a team that's improved, right?
Yeah, they shot the ball extremely well, and we came out, and they were playing zone, and were able to shoot him out of the zone, and then once they went man, Bryce was able to get a lot of inside stuff. And but I give him credit. I mean, Smith Center came out and shot the three extremely well in the first half and a very high scoring half. But same as against Minneapolis, third quarter we came out and really focused defensively and didn't give him anything easy, and then we were able to score the ball. And obviously, Noah and Bryce scored it well, and then Eli's just done a tremendous job on the offensive boards and had another big night for us on at that point. And you know, Quinn shared the ball really well. I think he had 6 assists, and our other guys step up and hit shots when they're open, and you know, really pleased the way we're playing going into Substate.
You finish the regular season 19-1. You move on to Substate, where you'll take on Minneapolis for a third time this season. So you do have that quick turnaround and play the Lions again. First round of Substate on Monday. What do you want to see in that one, and just developing and continuing on in the postseason?
Well, obviously they're a team that we're familiar with, and both games against them, we've kind of got off to slow starts, and want to see us come out, you know, ready to go from the get-go. And defensively, they've got a kid that can really shoot the ball well, and we're not going to, we can't give him any just wide open looks. He'll be able to knock probably a few down, but we can't make it easy on him. And need to continue to rebound the ball and take care of it, and we'll see what happens on Monday.
Ryan Allard, coach of the Blue Trojan Boys basketball team here in our locker room chats. Coach, again, thanks for the time, and good luck as you open postseason Monday against Minneapolis.
All right, thank you.
And our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and Angel Square Incorporated in Beloit.
Angel Square Incorporated has been family-owned and operated since 1998. Founded by Jolene and Russell Carter and owned and operated by Eric and Jamie Widrick and Austin and Montine Carter, ASI provides services for adults with intellectual, developmental disabilities in a manner which promotes independence with the least amount of support necessary for satisfying the person's preferred lifestyle. ASI provides community home-based services to individuals and their families in Concordia, Beloit, and Salina. To learn more, call Angel Square at 785-243-2262. Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. Our Wednesday night locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog girls and boys head basketball coach Jason Wilson. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online, katycountry94.com. The Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, and by Next Tech.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats. Jason Wilson joining us now, coach of the Osborne basketball teams. Coach, your girls finishing off the regular season with 3 straight wins. Let's go back quickly to last week and a bunch of these two together, Friday and Saturday. You went over Stockton 66-28 in a game you were expected to win, and a battle against Quinter there on Saturday. You went 61-55. What do you see from the group in those two games to finish last week?
You know, Stockton, a team that had come in with a lot of success throughout the season, but they were down a few kids, still played extremely, extremely hard, but we just kind of jumped on them early, got up our 18-2 at the end of the first, and then 40-12 at halftime, and then obviously in the second half, you know, we were able to hit some shots there in the third quarter. You know, Gracie Reiner hit 8 threes on the night, 28 points for the game. Levy Reiner finally kind of had a a coming out of game where she got out of her shooting slump for 12. And then we had just a bunch of kids that all had anywhere from 8 to 1 point. So, again, we were able to put the ball in the hole, and then we turned around the next day, Saturday, and played Quinter, which, you know, they were the 10-7 coming into the game. We got down early. Like, we were down 20-7 at the end of the first quarter. We were down 17-28 at half. And then it clicked for us in the third quarter. We outscored them 21-15, got within 5 points, and then outscored them 23-11 in the fourth. So it was nice to see us get down from 18 points and come back and take the game in a battle with Quinter, who has a chance, I think, to come out of their sub-state when it's all said and done. Again, Gracie Reiner led us with 22. Hudson Walters hit three threes, had 11. Grace William had 10. A lot of kids in the book. Anytime you get three kids scoring double figures, you have a chance to have a pretty successful night.
Moved on, finished the regular season with a win over Rock Hill, 64-46 on Tuesday. As Addie Poor had a career high 16 for you, Gracie had 16 as well. Just how do you feel about the way they finished the season there, regular season?
You know, I'm proud of the girls. 17 wins, 3 losses. There's some things, you know, as you look back and then see that we did really well. There's some things we got to continue to work on. You know, as far as the game with Rock Hills last night, I thought we started out a little flat. Didn't have the energy we needed. Jumped out 16-11, but then in the second quarter we outscored them, you know, 18-1, and then in the third quarter we got outscored 20-15. Had some turnovers, some careless mistakes that we gotta clean up. But like you said, Addie Poor had a phenomenal game for us, 16 points. I'm pretty sure if I look back, close to a double-double with rebounds. Gracie Reiner came alive in the second half for 16. But then you just had other kids kind of step up. Defensively, we had played 3 really solid games. And then last night, I felt like we kind of got out of sync a little bit, and we let Bethany get 30 points. But it was also a pretty cool moment seeing senior night with Hannah, who had the injury, not get to finish out the year and get a bucket to start the game. So proud of Rock Hills and Coach Meisner for allowing that to happen, and excited to see how we finish as we get ready for sub-state here.
We'll preview sub-state next week as you have a first-round bye and don't play here at the end of this week, and you'll be back at it next Friday. So get rested up, and we'll chat with you again next week for the girls.
All right, thank you.
We'll come back and talk about the Osborne Boys with Coach Wilson after this break.
Midway Co-op is your full-service co-op with locations close to where you live. We offer bulk fuel and propane delivery, full-service fertilizer, crop nutrients, and protection. Plus, we clean and treat that seed. We have convenience, tires, batteries, oil changes, and 24/7 fueling centers. The Midway team is good at what they do. Go with Midway Co-op, your best way forward for town and country.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
See us today.
I called the NextTech help desk, and I actually got to talk to a person who understood my issue and handled it fast.
Our installers were excellent. They were super friendly and helped us get all of our devices connected to Wi-Fi as we made the switch to NextTech.
Real reviews from real customers. At NextTech, we think you deserve the best. Get 1 gig of Wi-Fi for $69 and stop worrying about your internet. Call 877-625-7872 or visit next-tech.com.
It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the early order program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for high quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats. Still with Jason Wilson, now talking Osborne boys basketball. Coach, just like your girls, finished out the regular season with 3 wins here and nice wins over Stockton and Quinter. That Quinter game, obviously a battle there on Saturday against the 7 team in the KBCA rankings in 181. You're number 4, and you're able to pick up a victory in the end. Just go through these last couple. Again, winning over Stockton big on Friday, 76-29, 45-39 over Quinter on Saturday.
You know, the Stockton game, obviously that was our senior night for the kids, and I thought we did a really good job coming out early, jumped up on them 24-4. At halftime, we're up 40, 44-16. Just played at a high level, good energy. Four kids in double figures. Dalton Garman had 15. Doak Guttery had 11. Johnny Hamill had 27. And Nate Goheen had 12. I mean, anytime you have four kids in double figures, I mean, you have a chance to do a lot of good things. And the other nice thing is we were able to get all 11 kids in the game that night. And the Quinter game, holy cow, I mean, it's a high-caliber basketball game between two really, really good basketball teams. I mean, coming in, they were 16-2, we were 17-1. You know, they jumped out on us early, 14-9. We made a foul at the end of the second quarter on a three-point shot that put them up five. And then in the third quarter, we just kind of went back and forth with them, ended up getting up 38-35 on them, and just found a way in the fourth quarter to pull it out and get the 45-39 victory. You know, Johnny had 24, Doak had 11. Numbers were a little bit lower as far as scoring, but it was a really high intensity ball game. You know, we made some adjustments at halftime and went to a zone defense against them and held them to 16 points in the second half, which a credit to the boys for boxing out, forcing them to shoot contested shots. You know, they got a good chance to win their sub-state. Kudos to Coach Christ over there and what he's doing.
Finished out the regular season on the boys' side with Rock Hills as well. I know talking with you before the game, you wanted to put a little pressure on and get some runouts there on your fast breaks and some easy buckets, and really you did that. You opened out with a big lead and won it by 25 in the end. How do you feel about that boys' game on Tuesday?
We did exactly what we wanted to do. We wanted to get out, get on them early, and that obviously shows in the first quarter. We got up 25-4, halftime up 41-17. When we have Johnny and Aiden and Dalton in the passing lanes getting deflections, and then you got Nate Goheen and Doak Guttery running the rim runners down the middle, I mean, anything's possible. Again, scoring was a little more spread out that one with Dalton having 11, Johnny having 18, and Goheen having 12. We just wanted to make sure we'd clean things up and we're playing at our best. We got into a little bit of some unnecessary fouls last night that were a little uncharacteristic of us, but I think the biggest thing is we were able to get out of the ball game healthy, and we'll have a little time as we get ready for sub-state next week.
And Jason Wilson, coach of the Osborne boys. Again, as we said with the girls, we'll chat with you next week to preview your sub-state. Thanks for the time, and best of luck here in your little break as you get ready for the postseason.
All right, thank you, sir.
Our Osborne Locker Room chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op, Nextech, and Landmark Implement.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
It's time to take your business phone to the next level. Complete Business Phone with Nextech is customized communication done your way. Manage and control all business communication through one browser, anytime, anywhere. Keep conversation flowing with one complete solution. It's affordable connection for any business. Ready to move to the next level? Visit nextech.com/business to ask about a free business phone assessment today. Think Complete Business Phone. Think Nextech.
The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Just say the word, farmers, and one of our agronomy specialists will test the pH, organic matter, and moisture in each zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling provide profitable knowledge. Give us a call. Don't put it off. We present, you decide. The choice is yours. Call 785-346-5451 today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Make that call today.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Alex Hobelman. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and by Nextech.
And welcome back here on our locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Nick Lynn with us, the coach of the Smith Center Lady Red basketball team. Coach, a couple games last week to finish out that Mid-Continent League portion of your schedule. You picked up two wins on the road at Russell. The offense finally got clicking there. You won 70-34 and then won 43-27 out of Trigo and Waukini on Friday. How do you feel about getting back on the right track with a couple wins here after kind of having a tough stretch offensively?
Yeah, we were really happy to turn things around at Russell. You know, it was a big league game, like you said, and We match up well with them. I think we have more depth than they do. And the thing that they had going for them is they were coming off a big win over Trigo, and that kind of worried me a little bit because they were on the right track heading into that game, and whereas maybe we weren't so much. But we shot the ball really well. We played well. We got back to our normal we've been doing, you know, through most of the year anyway. And then a game Friday with Trigo was kind of the opposite. It was more of a half-court game, more of a deliberate game. They're taller and bigger, you know, and so it was more of a methodical game for us. But I thought we did a good job in terms of getting a lead and maintaining the lead in that game, even though there wasn't a lot of scoring. We didn't shoot as well against them, but I thought we played a good enough defense to get that victory.
So again, the two wins there, and then you moved on with Beloit on Tuesday, and you knew that they were going to be tough, and they were able to handle kind of the full-court pressure, and you guys battled with them but fell 58-47. Gracie Kirchhoff kind of got hot from three in that game, and she finished with 22 points and 5 threes. Tinley Wrench was 10 for you. So just looking at that Beloit game and maybe some of the things that you saw in that one, what stood out the most?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're athletic, you know, and certainly have a good team. They have a good inside-outside combination, and they really hurt us on their high-low game in the inside. They got nothing going on the outside. I don't think they even attempted but maybe 1-3 the whole game, and that kind of surprised me. But I thought we played well. I think we played hard, you know, and we got down 8 or 9 at halftime and talked at half about trying to get the game back into something more manageable, and we did that. We got within 3, had the ball, and they made a few turnovers and kind of panicked a little bit, and that's where we had to get them at. And as it turned out, they made a couple of big shots inside and got that lead back. So
you move on now after that loss. You move to the sub-state tournament with the record of 15-5 here, and you'll take on Hill City to start Monday. It's a team that you dominated 63-11 the first time you played them with Hill City. What do you want to see in this first-round sub-state matchup Monday?
Yeah, we just need to get back to doing the things we need to do better. You know, we practiced this morning, went over some things that we tend to make, you know, things harder on ourselves. And certainly Dakota struggled last night, and I think she had 5 points, a season low, and Cameron just had 1 point. So it was good to see Gracie, you know, get 5 threes last night. But we need to have more of a team-oriented offense, and that's the one thing we're going to focus on heading into the, you know, the early portion of our sub-state. And then, you know, possibly in the semis, you know, if we get by that one, you know, we have a rematch possibly with TMP, a team that lost to by 21. So that I'm looking forward to that, and maybe playing Oakley. You know, they're playing really well right now, and we just feel like we need to get back to how we've been playing.
Nick Lynn, Coach of the Smith Center Lady Red, here in our locker room chats. Coach, well, thank you for the time again this week, and best of luck as you open the postseason next Monday.
You bet. Thank you.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
It's time to take your business phone to the next level. Complete Business Phone with Nextech is customized communication done your way. Manage and control all business communication through one browser, anytime, anywhere. Keep conversation flowing with one complete solution. It's affordable connection for any business. Ready to move to the next level? Visit nextech.com/business to ask about a free business phone assessment today. Think Complete Business Phone. Think Nextech.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 as we're joined by Alex Hobelman, coach of the Smith Center Redmond boys basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last, actually three, finishing out your regular season here. A tough two-point road win at Russell on Thursday, 46-44. Then you win at Trigo on Friday, 53-22. So really good finish to your league season with two wins on the road. How do you feel about those two at the end of last week?
We were able to close out the league regular season well on a high note. Getting two road wins back-to-back was good for our confidence, especially going down to Russell. I know they're a little bit down this year, a little bit younger team, but it's still a tough place to play. So I was really happy with coming out with a win there. And then going down to Trigo, it's a long trip for us, but we were able to take care of business down there as well. So I'm happy with being able to come out with two wins on a back-to-back road trip.
Boy, then on Tuesday, you just talking with you last week, you knew that this was going to be a tough matchup for your squad, and,
yeah.
And they're number one in the state in 3A for a reason. You fall 78-49. Did get out to a good offensive start in the first quarter, but they just have too much firepower, don't they?
Yeah, they're a darn good team, and they're number one in 3A for a reason. But, you know, I told the boys, I said, this is, you know, if we want to get to where we want to be next week in sub-state, this is a good test, and to kind of see where we're at. And, you know, I wanted them to compete, and we did that for a while. It was a three-point game, I believe, halfway through the second quarter. I think we surprised them a little bit. We shot the ball pretty well to start the game as well, so that helps. But they, you know, they came out with a little bit more intensity in the second half, and they were able to take it to us a little bit more in the second half there. But I was really proud of the effort, and I know that they're a good team, and the boys understand that too. So I don't think they were too discouraged. But you know, I think that's a good test that we had going into sub-state next week.
Yeah, three seed at sub-state. You're going to host Oakley coming up on Tuesday, and obviously that's a team that you're familiar with. You played them already a couple times and beat them both times, but how do you make sure the kids are focused and ready to go for this third meeting when you've already beat them twice?
Well, I'm going to use an example from last year. We played Plainville three times. They beat us the first two times, and then we were able to get them that third time. So we can't take them for granted. We got to be able to, you know, take care of business still, and luckily we're at home. We've been able to play well at home this year, and it's been a while since we've been able to host the first round of sub-state at home. Mm-hmm. Actually, I went back and looked. It was the 2011-2012 season, so it's been that long. So I think the boys are motivated now. They're clicking when we need to, and they're playing together when they need to. So I'm looking forward to see what we can do next week.
Alex Hobelman, coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in our locker room chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us tonight, and best of luck as you start the postseason next week.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Our Smith Center locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Nextech.
I called the Nextech help desk, and I actually got to talk to a person who understood my issue and handled it fast.
Our installers were excellent. They were super friendly and helped us get all of our devices connected to Wi-Fi as we made the switch to Nextech.
Real reviews from real customers. At Nextech, we think you deserve the best. Get 1 gig of Wi-Fi for $69 and stop worrying about your internet. Call 877-625-7872 or visit next-tech.com.
It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the early order program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for high quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference. We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches Darren Grauerholtz and Devon Branch. The Thunder Ridge locker room chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook agent, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and by Nextech.
Welcome back in our locker room chats on Katie Country 94. Darren Grauerholtz with us now, the coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. Rock Hills there on Friday, a 44-39 loss as Simulink and Meisner led them and scored the majority of their points there in the game. Put them to the free throw line quite a few times. And then on Tuesday, you did pick up a 54-48 win over Pike Valley. Second time you've seen them. Kind of a similar game, a close one. You won the first by 7. You win this by 6. So overall, how do you feel about these two games, Rock Hills and Pike Valley, to finish out your regular season?
I wasn't really impressed with the way we played against Rock Hills. And I know Coach Branch was telling me, hey, there's nights like this, so just, you know, whatever it happens, happens. But we were struggling getting the ball in a hole. We struggled a little bit last night, too, but in the second half. But, you know, overall, I just didn't feel like we stayed with our assignments that we were supposed to do defensively last Friday against Rock Hill. Having said all that, it doesn't hurt us too bad to take that loss, get the second place seat instead of the one, so we don't have that many days off. So it wasn't really – didn't hurt me too much. So, and then last night played very, very well in the first half, did a lot of great things, even though we had a lot of sick ones. Made some nice shots, come out in the second half, and we had some good looks. We just didn't put the ball in the hole. But like I say, it was a nice win last night, even though we had that nice lead. Blew it a little bit there in the second half, but held on to win.
Again, you picked up a win and a loss here, and now you get into the sub-state tournament, and your first opponent will be Natoma coming up on Friday at home. So obviously an opportunity here to pick up a win if you play the right way and move on to the sub-state semis. What do you want to see from the girls Friday as you start the postseason?
I want to see us getting a little bit healthier for number one. Hopefully by then we'll start feeling a little bit better. Like you said, if we play well, I think we'll be okay. Just to clean some things up. It seems like I've been talking this for the last 3 weeks. You know, I keep saying I want to clean things up, and the number one thing is we got to stay out of foul trouble. That's going to hurt us down the stretch, you know. But we did add a good player here in the last 2 weeks. Mikaylee Carlson's going to help us out a little bit down the stretch. So it's good to have her, and the girls are welcoming her. So, like I say, Cameron, she's going to run the show for us. Starla's a good role player for us, and hopefully, you know, they'll get us through this sub-state.
Darren Groundholtz, coach of the Thunder Ridge Lady Longhorns, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and best of luck as you roll on with the postseason coming up Friday.
Hey, thank you, Dusty.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavik CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavik Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen & Slavik CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
I called the Nextech help desk and I actually got to talk to a person who understood my issue and handled it fast.
Our installers were excellent. They were super friendly and helped us get all of our devices connected to Wi-Fi as we made the switch to Nextech.
Real reviews from real customers. At Nextech, we think you deserve the best. Get 1 gig of Wi-Fi for $69 and stop worrying about your internet. Call 877-625-7872 or visit next-tech.com.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're joined by Devon Branch, coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorn basketball team. Coach, you've had 2 games since we talked last, finishing out the regular season and NPL season with a couple losses at Rock Hills, 41-36 Friday, and then 61-36 you fall there on Tuesday to Pike Valley. You know, Mason Baker had a big game for you Friday with 17. As you kind of look at the game and that one and then Pike Valley, how do you feel about the last two of the way the kids played to finish out the regular season?
I liked how we played last Friday up Mankato, Rock Hills. We kind of matched their physicalness finally, and we started to understand our plays. And the new set that I put in is kind of a hard set to guard because there's so much moving, and we're starting to understand the movements in it. So that kind of worked in our favor because nobody actually seen this play yet. And I think we just handled the pressure a lot better. You know, we didn't rush. We took our time. Our guys are starting to get confidence of shooting the ball instead of asking, is that a bad shot? You know, it's we're at the end of the season. There's nothing you should be asking me, is a bad shot and a good shot? Defensive-wise, we were flying around a little bit. Pike Valley game, I didn't like how we started. We started out slow. Got down a little bit. I would say I liked when we played the third quarter. We won the third quarter stat points-wise, got down 9. Got in foul trouble real quick, turned around, and turned to 20. So that wasn't a good thing. Turnovers killed us. You know, point guard had a couple turnovers. Uncharacteristic of him, but he's still a freshman. He's learning. I don't think we matched Pike Valley's physicalness the whole game, but the third quarter we did, and that's why we came up short.
You move on now. Sub-state coming up for you, and that'll be tomorrow night. You go to Golden Plains, Rexford. Looking at their squad, as you've had maybe a chance to look at what they have, what do you expect from them, and what stands out about them?
They're a good, well-coached team. They're a good team. Like, they're kind of like us. You don't know which team you're going to get, who's going to show up to play, who's not going to show up to play, things like that. I would say we'll have to match that physicalness, and we'll just have to understand our defense assignments. This is a game I want my guys to go in, not worried about nothing, just going out there and have as much fun as you possibly can with your brothers and let the chips fall where they may. There's no pressure on us. All the pressure is on everybody else. We're just here to play a basketball game and see what the end result is.
Devon Branch, coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks again for the time, and good luck at Rexford coming up tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Our Thunder Ridge locker room chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook agent, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and Nextech.
It's time to take your business phone to the next level. Complete Business Phone with Nextech is customized communication done your way. Manage and control all business communication through one browser, anytime, anywhere. Keep conversation flowing with one complete solution. It's affordable connection for any business. Ready to move to the next level? Visit nextech.com/business to ask about a free business phone assessment today. Think Complete Business Phone. Think Nextech.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzke, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Night Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, and the Rock Hills Grizzlies.